that are for your matzvahs. Soif hegdish means if you have something that's kodesh, and you take something else and you say, zeh tach zeh, you want the second thing to become kodesh. So if somebody has enjoyment from that, you want to say there's no milah, why not? Samara says, dilma linyin chaymish karmit, enachnami, it can't mean this a milah. But when it says milah, it means the fifth, when you have to pay back a fifth. Okay, Bishur ben Levi, and this is the proof from Bishur ben Levi. The pasuk says, v'im behema hatimeya upada bekecha, yumoysev chaymish. So just like a behema tmei is tchilas hegdish, and not hatfotza, so every time when you pay the, when you redeem the hegdish that you yourself will makdish, you have to get on a fifth, and not a kedusha shaniya, not an atfasa. Now the Gemara says, okay, there's a proof from Shur ben Levi. Omalei in, yes, that's the pshat. Hochi kamina, that's what I meant to say. When he said this a mila, he didn't really mean being nana from hegdish, but he meant to say paying a fifth. Rashi says, v'koru l'chaymish mila, v'shum de mila nami shaya chaymish. Because by the Yisrael also there's a chiyuv to pay back a fifth. Well, the hegdish sheni yosa. The ikar drasha here is that a hegdish sheni, if you're only matzvis the kedusha on that, you don't have to be meisav v'chaymish. Oh, malei Rav Ashi l'Ravino pehema t'meya. That's what you say when you matzvis pehema t'meya. Petchilas hegdish isa. You want to say it's only tchilas hegdish?
That means if you matzvis this pehema itself to the bedek habayis, but the emtsa hegdish lesser, but like hatfosa. When you already have, like a middle hegdish, means if you already have something hegdish, and you want to say that should be tachazir, it's not shaykh, like why not? You could take a behemoth tmeya, and if you have something that's hegdish ready, you could say that kedusha should go on the behemoth tmeya. Or Amalais, he said back to him, the drasher is, the fi shein ubisef hegdish, because it's not shaykh, soif hegdish by a behemoth tmeya. Soif hegdish means it can't go on the mizbeach, or it can't go into the binyan. You don't build with a behemoth tmeya. So Amalai Rav Achim Edithka Ravina, but the Yemtza Hegdish Miyuisa, but I call upon him a Chayach Hatfosa by Behemet Tmeya. If you have something that's Hegdish already, and now you take your Behemet Tmeya, you could say Zer Tachas Zer. If so, Isa. If so, since it's Chayach, not from this Posik, why don't I say, to Loisef Nami Chaymish, you should have to eat on the Chaymish also, when you're being Matvis a Behemet Tmeya. So how can you know Bishur Malevis Rosh from this Posik? Homeless, he said back to Mareyu Kasef Hegdish. You know, Emtza Hegdish has luck like Seif Hegdish. Ma Seif Hegdish ain't a Moisef Chaymish. Just like Seif Hegdish is no Pasha Chaymish, because the Behemoth Tmei is not Shaykh to be a Seif Hegdish. It can't be in the binyan itself, or it can't be on the Mizbech. With Af Emtza Hegdish, the same way, a Hatfos, the second type of Hegdish, ain't a Moisef Chaymish, is not the Pasha Chaymish. Because in this Pasuk by Behemoth Tmei, it says the Pasha Chaymish. Omalei Rav Zutra Bred Rav Maru Ravino, my chos is the madmas lele soif hegdish. Who told you to be doing the madma emtsas hegdish like at fosom to soif hegdish? And when you say since it's not shaykh soif hegdish by behemet tmeya, so therefore there's no din chaymish by soif and by emtsa. No nidmai letzilas hegdish. Why don't we say that the emtsa hegdish is doing to the beginning of the hegdish? Just like the beginning of the hegdish, there is a pasha of chaymish. So maybe you are then by Hatfosa, a second Hegdish, should also have a Pasha of a Chemish. Or Malaysia answered back, Mistarva the Svara goes, L'soif Hegdish heavily l'dmuye. It's more Mistarva to make the Hekish of the Emtz Hegdish to Soif Hegdish. Why? Shekei Nitfas me Nitfas. Like the second Kedusha is Hatfosa, and the third one is also Hatfosa. Sef would rather be Matfish, the Emtz to Soif. Versus Adrav, just the opposite, L'tchilas Hegdish heavily l'dmuye. You should rather learn it out Emtza from the beginning. Shekein dov v'sheish achrav kedusha. Because with the first time you makdish it, it's shaykh to have a second kedusha to it. You could be makfis zeh terazeh. Midov v'sheish achrav kedusha. And Emtza also has a safe kedusha. You could make it like in the Beit HaMikdash itself. So how do you know to say that from a behema to say that only the kedusha rishayna has chaymish and not hatfasa? So my answer there, it says, Kediyama Robak Rabba says, Ho'oila, Oila Rishon, it's just about the carbon oila, it means the first carbon is brought. His Hachinam here also, the Pesach says, Vabahema hat Temeya, Temeya means Rishonah, that only the first time you mak the shit, that has a Pasha of Chemish. But once you make Hatfosa, second Kedusha, that has no Pasha of Chemish.
This you could be Poida, and when you're Poida, you have to eat a fifth. But then when you make Hatfosa, a Hegdishani, maybe also when you're Poida, you have to eat a fifth. Amalei said back to him, "Mistavro l'soif hegdish hevla l'zmuya." No, it's mistavro to make a hekish to the end of hegdish. Why? Shekein nitfas me nitfas. For making a hekish like the second kedusha to a third kedusha, hatfasa to hatfasa. So therefore, we say, what type of a hegdish? That's what the Behemoth is teaching us. that on the Seif Hegdish there's no Chaimish, who are then on Atfosa there's no Chaimish. So Mar says, no, Adarabba. Letchilas Hegdish Shevelet Zemuya. We should have made the Hekish to the beginning of the Hegdish. Shekein Dovah Sheshachav Kedusha, Midovah Sheshachav Kedusha. When your Makdis is something first, it's Shayach from this, should come out another Kedusha. You could be Matvasit and say, Zeh Tachazeh. Who are then a Seif Hegdish also, like from the first to the second to a third. Let's be Makdish, the second to the first. They both have something after it. To the Yom HaRavah, the Marah starts like this, like Ravah says, Ha'oila, oila Rishayna. Ha'chinami HaTimeya, Timeya Rishayna. When it says the word HaTimeya here, it means the Behemoth Timeya. As if to say that only a Behemoth Timeya means, if this is the first Hegdish on it, then when you poyder it back, you have to add a fifth. But if this is not the beginning of the Hegdish, you will Makdish a chair first. And now you take the Behemoth Tumei and you say, Zeh Tachazeh, that's Hatzvasa, on that there's no pigeon. There's no pigeon to be Moisa B'chemish. It's the Hegdish Eschal. When you want to redeem it, you just pay the value of it, but you don't have to get a Chemish on it. So that's Rabbi Shur ben Levi's halacha. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosa Rabbi Shur ben Levi. I have a proof again like Rabbi Shur ben Levi. It says, Porazu Tachas Porashel Hegdish. If somebody has a cow that's Hegdish, and you take a second cow, and you say, Zeh Tachazeh, you want the Kedusha from the first cow to go off it, to go on to the second cow. Or else, talazu, tachas, talas, shel hegdish. There's a coat that someone was, you will makdish it first, and now you take a second coat, and you say, zeh tachas zeh. The locher is, hegdeshoi podui, v'yad hegdish alo yena. The hegdish tach is podui, when you say, zeh tachas zeh, it's like a chal, that the first thing goes out, the pigeon, and the chulin, and the second one is kodesh. But v'yad hegdish alo yena. Yad hegdish, hegdish always gains. That means, let's say the second one is not value, doesn't have the same value as the first para. So then the halacha is true, the kedusha goes off it, but you're going to have to be moistif money though. If the first para is worth $300, and your second para that you said, zeh tachazeh, is only worth $200, so true, the kedusha goes off the first one, onto the second cow, but you still owe hegdish another $100. That's called yad hegdish al yoyna. Para zu b'chomi sloyim. If the para is worth 5 sloyim, tachas para shal hegdish, or else talizu b'chomis loyim tachas talashal hegdish hegdeshe podoi the hegdish takas podoi al hegdish rishon moisub chaymish al hegdish sheni ein moisub chaymish. This is killing the braisa, that the first hegdish when you were makdish the para first and now you poider it, you have to add a fifth onto it. But on the second para, when you said zu tachas zeh on the second para, that's called hegdish sheni. When you poider that one, you do not have to be moisub chaymish. This is a braisa like Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Now with the drasha from V'im ba behema hatmei, the extra base to teach us behema rishayna. Only the first time you makta something, when you poyder it, you have to get onto a fifth. But not a second time. If this kedusha is hatfosa, when you said zeh tachas zeh, then you poyder the second kedusha, there's no din to be maisa b'chaymish on that. Now, Mishnah says, Ho, I know arba kesef. We had the Mishnah before. I know that's when you gyp somebody if you sell something and you charge you more than a sixth, which means arbor out of 24, which is a kesef. Rashi says the mekach seller. If you sell somebody something to sell and you charge him an extra 4 kesef, that's 120. That's 1/6 of it. If you charge somebody 6 more or 6 too little, that's the pasha of I know of fraud, that you have a right to collect the money back. The ataina. If I have a complaint to say you owe me some money, shtei kesef. I have to tell you and I have to ask you and say, you owe me 2 kesef for your ador shavapruta. Then if the other person admits that he owes you elisha shavapruta, that's the case of moida b'miksa tataina. And Rashi says, shein shvua tadayonim. When does Bezdin make you swear if you're moida to miksa tataina, al hataina p'chusim ishtei mois kesef? It has to be that I complain and say to Bezdin, you owe me 2 kesef. And then the other one agrees that I owe you a shavapruta. So that's called, he's a moid of mixes atainov, then you have to swear. Now the Mishnah says, Chomesh pruta sein. There are 5 halachas that you need vedavka pruta, or at least a pruta is there in the pasha. So that's the smallest amount of money pruta. Ho hoido, shava pruta, like we just had. In the case when you're a moid of a mixas, I say you owe me money, and you admit that you owe me some, but the rest of it you're kofa, that you have to swear that you don't owe me the rest, but you have to admit at least to a shava pruta. For Yisha miskadesim shavapruta, you could marry your wife by giving her at least a shavapruta. Vehanene b'shavapruta min hegdish. Mol, if somebody takes enjoyment from hegdish worth a shavapruta, he's over in Isamila. This is the proof that by this din of mila, it's a gezel dikalacha. It's like you're stealing from hegdish. And just like by Gezel is telling Neshama Pruta, the same thing when you take Hanor from Hegdish, you have to take Hanor worth of Shema Pruta to be Chayav Diyas Demila. If you find it in an Aved in the street, and it's worth at least a Shema Pruta, then there's a Mitzvah HaShavar on it. But if what you find in the street is worth less than a Shema Pruta, there's no Mitzvah HaShavar. If you steal from your friend the Shema Pruta, and first you swore that you did not steal it from him, and later you admit it, that's the halacha that